Head of Iraq's Accountability and Justice Commission says the U.S. interferes in the war-torn country's electoral process. He has accused Washington of putting pressure on the commission in charge of vetting the candidates. Wissam al-Bayati reports from Baghdad.
Campaigning for the March 7th parliamentary elections has started in Iraq amid a continuing row over the ban on scores of candidates for ties to the now outlawed Ba'ath Party. The Accountability and Justice Commission, which blacklisted around 500 names, saw that number reduced to just over 145 as a panel of judges is hearing appeals from the banned candidates. The commission held a press conference to talk about the latest developments following the ban of the candidates. Mr. Chalabi, who heads the commission, charged with purging former Ba'athists from public life, attended the press conference. He condemned the intervention of the U.S. in the Iraqi internal affairs and complained of pressure U.S. has been putting on the Iraqi government to reverse the ban and allow people with alleged links to Saddam's party participate in the elections. Many in the country insist the Ba'athists must be purged and have voiced fears about what they see as American interference in the electoral process. Whilst addressing the right of Iraqi government to reject any intervention from foreign countries, Chalabi said the suggestion to allow banned candidates stand for office and the proposal to have their cases reviewed only after the election were made by the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden.
News leaked out, statement was made by one of the members of the Electoral Commission that all those who were excluded have been reinstated. This episode in itself demonstrates that the information about this decision, which was exactly what Vice President Biden had suggested prior to his arrival in Baghdad.
Many Iraqi candidates praised the solidarity of the Accountability and Justice Commission in facing the U.S. pressure to reverse the ban and retreat from its decision, and described the decision as a done deal.
The matter is done deal. The appeal court has made its decision to disqualify people like Saleh al-Mutlaq and Zafar al-Ani and others, and their decision is final, and it cannot be reversed. And I think Iraq today did not only win by purging Ba'athists and those who promote the Ba'ath Party ideology from the upcoming elections.
Ba'ath Party was banned after being listed as a terrorist group following the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. The Accountability and Justice Commission announced that the U.S. is still putting pressure on the commission to reverse the ban and allow the Ba'athists to participate in the parliamentary elections, and confirmed that it's firm in holding its decision. Wissam al-Bayati, Press TV, from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.